Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
Network David Wolf with you. Hope all is well in your business and things are profitable. And look, we're into the end, middle of the summer, so it's time to do some planning. And part of the planning we can cover with today's guest, Diane Gardner joins us. Diane is a tax coach, speaker, and a best-selling author, and really specializes around many aspects of business. And really, Diane, as you join us into the program, by the way, welcome.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Absolutely. It's always exciting to talk about how we can make our businesses more profitable and how we can get a better grip on controlling the flow of funds and capital and, of course, tax planning through our businesses. As you know, our audience is entrepreneurs and small business. So let's dive back in. As before we went on the air here, we were talking a little bit about, you know, I made the assumption that this is not a season, we're sort of off season with taxes. I guess that's because I may be like so many entrepreneurs, and I wouldn't pay. So this is tax season now, or tax planning season, as you put it, right?
Yes, tax planning season, that September through December, is probably the best time of year for the tax planning services, because once December 31st is passed, there's not a lot we can do about last year. But if we can talk to business owners and work with them ahead of time, get them educated on the various things that are deductible that they may not know about, we've got a chance to rewrite the outcome for this year.
As you coach people that are in business, what are some of the themes you find, the misunderstandings, the myths that you like to bust as you go in and really, I would imagine, try to produce aha moments for these entrepreneurs that you coach, right?
Right. One of my most favorite questions that I love to ask new entrepreneurs when I meet with them is, when's the last time your tax guy or your tax gal came to you with an idea that's going to save you money on your taxes?
Yeah.
Most people give me a blank look. I don't know. that's pretty much the response I hear.
Yeah.
And so people don't realize that there's a lot that can be done. So I think the biggest myth is that they have to just pay whatever tax that they're being told is due on their tax return.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally a myth, because the IRS code is filled with all types of tax saving strategies. But you need to have somebody who knows how to use them on your behalf, because there's no way you're going to sit down and read the IRS code. It's as boring can be.
Right.
But if people who have learned it and know it and study it and think it's cool, then you've got people on your team who will help you save money and put that money back into your pocket, whether you're going to invest it back in your business or pay down debt or whatever it may be that you have a goal that you want to accomplish.
Right. And for those of us in business, we understand after some amount of time in business that money is made or served or capital is preserved by doing a lot of little things that add up to a meaningful amount of capital, right? So what are some of the blind spots, Diane Gardner, that you tend to, I mean, a couple of examples of things that we may not think of as being deductible or beyond deductible. Maybe there are other ways we can really save in ways that are counterintuitive. Let's say it like that.
Well, One of the real blind spots I find when as I speak to a lot of people is a lot of us are not realizing that we do a fair amount of entertaining at our homes with our clients or our customers.
Yeah.
And they're missing that as a deduction. They're not even thinking about, you know, saving the receipt or taking a per diem rate or whatever it might be as a way to write off that snack, that meal, that barbecue, whatever that might end up being. And they, depending on the amount of entertaining they do over the course of the year, they could be throwing away thousands of dollars of deductions because they just simply didn't think about it. They're trained to save their business receipts, but they're not thinking about something once it crosses over into the personal world.
You know, Diane, go ahead.
Another one is, I love it when we can come up with a way to potentially write off private school tuition or special camps and those types of things that our kids love to attend or any of those kinds of things by employing our kids to work in our businesses. And being able to take that from something that's non-deductible to being deductible by just doing it correctly the way the IRS says it has to be done.
So, wait a minute. So, you just talked about camps and kids and our kids working in our business. So, I'm not tracking with you. So, I just want to clarify that. What exactly does that look like?
Well, that looks like hiring your kids to work in your business. The IRS says the minimum age for a child to work in your business is 7 years old. So, depending on what you're having them do, yes, you could conceivably use your younger children. Now, that may not be practical for the type of business that you're in,
sure.
But it's an option. It's something to explore and at least have the conversation about. I've got several of my clients now utilizing their kids. Number one, it teaches the kids a work ethic. It teaches them you have to work and plan and earn the money. You don't just hold out your hand and here it comes.
Yeah.
And it allows the business owner to deduct the cost of your child working in your business within that money then is used to pay for the private school, or the horse camp, or the...
The saving money that you can then channel into benefits, activities, or programs that benefit the child. That's brilliant.
Right. Yeah, we love to do that whenever we can. It's not a huge write-off, but it can add up depending on your circumstance, and it works better in some businesses than in others, or some industries than in others.
Sure.
We also love to look at how about that entertaining we were talking back at using your home. A lot of businesses do staff retreats or they do client-type events or whatever where they're bringing people into their home. Well, how about renting your home to yourself, taking the deduction as a business, and not having to pick personally?
Yep.
Another fun one.
Love that.
People forget about that they can do that. As long as it's less than 7 days out of the year. So instead of paying for a hotel to take your group of people for a training or whatever, bring them into your home and pay yourself the fee that you would pay the hotel. So those are just some nice little fun strategies that we get to do. Not all the time, but when we can make them work.
Yeah, and you're trained to look for those blind spots that the business owners like me and my listeners are. We're busy with the activities, the business of the day, the business of the business, I like to call that, and we're just not going to be thinking like you do. We're not going to be looking through the lens of our own business the way you do. By the way, our guest is Diane Gardner. The website, www.taxcoach4u.com. So taxcoach4u.com is the website. And by the way, you're the author of several books. I see Dan Kennedy's name there. He's been coming up a lot in my life. I was in an event yesterday, brilliant guy, and really it's called Stand Apart, The World's Leading Experts Reveal Their Secrets to Help Your Business Stand Out from the Crowd to Achieve Ultimate Success. Interesting that you're sort of exploring this kind of knowledge capital in a world where your core business is taxes, Diane.
I know. I'm a little bit different than your average accountant.
Yeah. So it helps you contextualize the business differently than most accountants would.
It does, yes. Because I've been able to create this niche market where I'm able to work with entrepreneurs across our country and help them save money, put it back in their pockets, money that they would have given to the IRS. You know, my motto is everybody has to pay taxes, but you don't have to leave them a big tip. And so we pay what's legally needed, but not anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. So, There's some information that you have around having the proper entity for a business. We got about 2 minutes or so. If you can give us kind of a high-level view of how you like to frame this for your clients.
You bet. I love that one because I see it almost daily as I look over tax returns that people have sent in to me. When your business is formed, a lot of times people aren't real sure what they should be doing, and so because they do nothing, they just form a sole proprietorship. And that may be fine in those early years when you're not making a lot of money, but once you start making some money, that can be a very expensive entity because of the little tax called self-employment tax. And so we all want to be in the right entity that can minimize self-employment taxes and potentially give us some liability protection. That entity may take the form of some sort of a corporate entity, or it may be an LLC, which could act like a corporate entity. Some of those types of things. And we're able to minimize self-employment tax, sometimes saving business owners $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year just by changing an entity type.
Yeah, and for those that are, you know, look, again, in the early stages where a sole prop is easy, it's efficient, it's not costly, but as you do generate more capital, you're going to want to protect yourself against liability, and of course, you know, have the structure that's appropriate. We're visiting with Diane Gardner. The website for her company is www.taxcoach4u. That's the number 4u.com. After the break, we'll talk more with Diane, not only about taxes and sort of the out-of-the-gate stuff around how to save there, but also I want to get more of your views about how businesses can stand out amidst the competition that's in their market segment. So don't go away. You're listening to Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. I'm David Wolf. Back in just a flash.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
David Wolf, Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Welcome back. We're with Diane Gardner, CPA and best-selling author and Quilly Award recipient. What is the Quilly Award?
The Quilly Award is an award I won when I actually did the Stand Apart book with Dan Kennedy. So it was an award that was awarded to several authors that were part of that book. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I got to go down to Hollywood, California and receive my award and have it on my website. And it was kind of exciting, yeah.
That is cool. And Quilly is in quill pen then. I get it. Okay, that's great.
Yes,
So,
a lot of fun.
We've covered a lot of ground around what companies can think about or some of the blind spots around how their taxes may be eating away at some of their profits. Diane, I really appreciate that insight. And again, the website for Diane for more information about the work she's doing to coach her clients around their taxes is www.taxcoach4u.com. That's the number four, taxcoach4u.com. I wanted to cover, and we alluded to this in the previous segment, that you are interested in the gestalt of business, the things beyond just taxes, and really contextualizing people's businesses into how they can stand apart from the competition, and in fact, even how they market themselves. I noticed in some of the materials I was reading to prep for this interview, Dan Kennedy's name came up. He's a renowned copywriter, and many, many people study with him and take his courses and such. So what got you interested into what I'll call the content of the marketing of the businesses that you work with?
Can I say desperation?
motivator? Was this for your own company, for your tax business?
It was, yes. We had just hit the height of the recession, and my clients were dropping like flies. They were going out of business, and it was getting scary. What was I going to do? My clients are going out of business. They can't pay me. I don't have any new clients. I live in a little small town of 6,000 people. What am I going to do? And that's when I got introduced to the concept of standing apart and making yourself completely different from anybody else in your space, and my space is accountants.
Yeah.
So part of what I did was getting my training to become a certified tax coach. And now I never introduced myself as an accountant. I always say I'm a tax coach, and I save money for small business owners and those types of wording, which completely sets me apart from any other accountant. Plus, how many accountants do you know that are out there writing books and doing interviews and working with people and saving them money and stuff? It's like,
Beautiful. No, I love that because, it's like plumbing. I mean, it's a business model that could be reduced to commodity. You know, I get my tax prep every year.
Oh, definitely.
And what you're doing is you're really doing what you're preaching, and that is to help businesses stand out. You're helping your own business stand out by relanguaging, retraining the way people think about you, by the way you introduce yourself, and I guess in your marketing too, right?
You bet. Yes. Yeah.
So it has made
a huge difference. It's taken us from a business in want, you know, trying to find clients. We were at the height of the recession,
right,
to having a waiting list of people wanting to work with me. And it sure makes life easier when
wow.
you flip that whole coin around the other direction.
Right.
And now I get to be picky and choosy and work with just the best entrepreneurs across the U.S. and not have to take the ones who won't do what I suggest that they do and things like
right.
that. It's just a completely different shift, and it's a wonderful space to work in now.
Well, I know that, yeah, the headspace of people knocking on your door rather than, and I know Dan talks about that a lot and developing that for his students. So it's quite fascinating to listen to, and listen in my business too, where I'm essentially a media producer and podcast producer and a video producer. You want to develop a situation where you're not constantly needing to market. I'm curious about the structure of your business, Diane. Do you have multiple people in your office? Are you a solo practitioner? How does that look?
I'm a solo practitioner in that I'm the only accountant, you know, higher level accountant in my office. I have a position I've been trying to fill for a little while. I'm looking for another really supercharged type, you know, accountant
mm-hmm.
who'd like to help me with all this. But I have a staff of about six other people,
wow.
admin and bookkeepers and payroll processing and things like that, that allow me to take care of all these businesses and give them what we call out-of-this-world customer service, so that it doesn't matter if they're here locally or if we're working with somebody on the East Coast, because we have clients from Rhode Island to Hawaii. And it's pretty cool being able
yeah,
to
it's very, very cool.
Even thousands of miles away.
So you could work with me in New Mexico?
You bet.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. So it's not a state by state. I mean, you have to be aware of
mm-hmm.
the localization piece, but that's easy to learn for you, and you can do it. You can just adapt to the state.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yes. I have an awesome team of ladies who have gotten really good at learning new state information.
Diane Gardner, in the few moments that we have left together, you have five simple steps to business growth and success. And so while we're on the subject of total business, what are the five steps, and can you walk us through these quickly?
That's funny you ask, because I think they change with time. The first step would be
yes.
definitely make yourself stand apart. Stand apart from your competition so you can't be a commodity. The second step is the importance of planning. Whether it's setting up that business plan or your budget or whatever for the new year, the tax planning, whatever it might be, that's huge to have that plan in place, because if you
mm-hmm.
don't plan, we all know where that gets you.
Mm-hmm.
And then working with a professional. I see it all the time, business owners thinking that they can just do it themselves. Well, unless that's where you excel, do what you do best and let somebody else do the rest. Get that professional, that team that's working with you. Surround
yeah.
yourself with superstars. The people who work in my office, every one of them are superstars, or I wouldn't have them here, because I want only the best of the best. And then celebrate. You celebrate your victories, your accomplishments. It's so easy. We just put one foot in front of the other, and we just keep going and going and going, and we never, ever stop and look back and say, wow, look what we just accomplished. Yay team type of thing. So that would be my list for today. And it's funny because it does change from time to time.
It migrates a little bit. Well, you're a creative person too. You know, we think CPAs aren't creative. Hogwash. No, I think you're really demonstrating that you can be a very, very creative application to your own business in terms of how you market the services, how you stand out to the folks that you are talking to about bringing them in. And again, you've created now in your business, and we all, those of us listening, wanted to create in our businesses dynamics where we are being selective about the clients that we work with, as opposed to going out and really just swatting at flies, trying to find the next way to get the rent paid or the way to survive through a month. I mean, this is the way you practice. So it's so beautiful. Diane Gardner, she is a tax coach, which is, as we've learned on this segment, a distinction between a regular run-of-the-mill CPA firm. The website taxcoach4u.com, that's the number 4, taxcoach4u.com is the website. You can also reach her at 208-687-0508. Diane Gardner, good to be with you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Oh, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on your program.
You are welcome. More to come on Small Biz America here on Biz Talk Radio Network. We're glad you're listening with us, continuing success in your businesses. We've got Doug Foresta and Stand Out Be Heard, and then a surprise guest for segment four. So I'll see you next time. That's it for me this week, except in case I may be a surprise guest on segment four. We'll see how that works. Our producer will put something together for you. Have a good week. Thanks.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Floresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Floresta.
Hello and welcome to Stand Out and Be Heard segment. This is Doug Floresta. Today I'm going to be talking about what gets in the way of speaking our truth and becoming a thought leader. And I work with many speakers, authors, coaches, organizations over the years. And one of the things that I notice is that we often have reasons, you know, some might call them excuses, as to why we don't start that blog or why we don't create that media channel or why we don't get out there. And what I wanted to share with you are some of the most common reasons that I think get in the way and what to do about that to move past that fear or move past whatever it is that's getting in the way. I think one of the first ones that I notice a lot is the idea of, and I've addressed this a little bit in previous episodes, but what happens if people don't agree with what I'm saying, right? What if I offend people? And of course, we should not intend to offend anyone purposely. I don't think that there's anything useful to be had in doing that. At the same time, we can't allow ourselves to be crippled by the idea that sharing our truth and speaking our voice is going to offend someone. Because the reality is that if you share your point of view, if you share your unique, authentic point of view, there is a good chance that you will actually perhaps offend someone or someone will not agree with you. And as long as it's not our intention to purposely hurt others, I think that it actually can be a good thing that people don't agree with us, right? Because if you look at, for example, some of the most powerful people in radio or television, they are, one of the things they all have in common is that they have a strong point of view and they're not worried about alienating the people for whom their message is not a good fit. So, you know, what I say to people is the worst thing that could happen if you put out content is not that people will be offended by it. What actually is the worst thing that can happen if you put out content is that nobody's offended by it, that nobody even notices it because it's so bland, right? Because it's just vague speak that doesn't offend anyone, but it doesn't attract anyone either. So we have to be careful about, you know, having that understanding and intention that we're not looking to hurt anyone, but at the same time, we're also not looking to dilute our own truth. So that's one of the big ones that I see quite a bit is this idea of, you know, what if I hurt someone? Another one that I see quite a bit is the idea of that sometimes we may have this is connected but not quite the same thing, but a fear of going against the grain. You know, a fear of saying things that maybe aren't in vogue in our profession. So that, you know, I actually was doing a podcast last night with one of my clients, and he was saying something about, it's a dental podcast, and he was saying something about how he practices dentistry that could potentially be seen as going against the grain of what most dentists would do. But on the other hand, you know, because he is someone that is secure in the work that he does, he puts it out there and says, this is what I do, this is how I operate. And what I think is really helpful about that is that you know exactly where you stand. And sometimes there can be this fear of, you know, if I put something out there, especially to be a thought leader, it's kind of a cutting-edged sword in a way, or a double-edged sword, because to be a thought leader, you really have to say things that people aren't saying and go against some of the conventional wisdom. But at the same time, of course, if you go against conventional wisdom, you may have the fear that, well, I'm going against my profession, or I'm going against the grain. And again, I think both of these, actually underlying it, is a fear of rejection. And what's interesting about the fear of rejection, you know, I've done a lot of speaking, and one of the, it sounds weird, but one of the best presentations I ever had was a presentation where I really bombed and just messed it up totally. And it was in front of about 1,000 people in a grand ballroom at a Sheraton. And when I left, you know, I realized that I was going to be okay, that was probably one of the worst speeches that I was ever going to give in my life. And yet at the same time, I was going to be okay. And there was just this absolute sense of liberation that I had, realizing that, you know, I could handle the rejection, that I wasn't going to die from it. And I think likewise, you know, in order to free ourselves up to really stand out, we have to find a way to move past that fear of rejection. I think part of that is just putting content out there and realizing that, you know, if people are putting up horrible comments, or somebody writes something that's really awful, you know, in this day and age, you can always take it down. You know, if it's on your page, you can always take it down. If it's on your blog post, you know, you can remove a comment or disable comments for someone. And at the same time, I think we have to have that experience of realizing that because not everyone is going to agree with us, doesn't mean that we should hold ourselves back from speaking our truth and, again, going against the grain. The other one that I think is maybe a bit more insidious is the problem of our own internal critic. So not necessarily that we're afraid what others will say of us, but that we doubt ourselves. You know, we doubt that, do I have something to say? Do I have something that's worth saying? And that one, I think, is the hardest one. I think the critic that's the most difficult to overcome is the critic within ourselves. And one of the things I would encourage you to do is to notice, if you find yourself procrastinating and putting out content, ask yourself, what's holding me back? And even better is to get a piece of paper and or write it down in your, you know, write it down on your computer, however you do it. But ask yourself this question, what's holding me back? And really be willing to hear the answer and just write down what comes. And if you can accept what comes and just let whatever it is come up, whatever little voice it is, you know, what if people don't like me? What if I'm a fraud? What if, you know, what if this all bombs? What if I make a fool out of myself? Let all those things come out and take a look at them. Because one of the first things, you know, one of the first steps to challenging an irrational voice, and in this case, I would argue that that's an irrational voice, is to even notice that we're having these thoughts. You know, if you're going to challenge irrational thoughts, you have to notice that you're having irrational thoughts in the first place. And without judgment, as much as possible, take a look at that and ask yourself the question, is this true? You know, is it true that I'm a fraud? What would that even mean? You know, is it true that I have nothing to say? Is it true that I'm going to, maybe you're catastrophizing and, you know, everything's going to go terrible. Is that true? And ask yourself that next question. So look at what you're telling yourself and then ask yourself, is that true? And there's the wonderful Byron Katie. If you've ever heard of Byron Katie, she has some great books about this idea of challenging your thoughts and asking yourself, is it true? How do I know it's true? So asking yourself those questions, is this true? Is my belief true? How do I know it's true? And is this belief serving me? You know, is it really taking me where I want to go? If you, for example, want to get to that next level in your speaking, in your podcasting, in your, you know, video, whatever it is, writing, you're going to have to break through a ceiling. This has been my experience, that every time we get to a new level, so even if you're comfortable, let's say, on a certain level, but then you got invited to go on television in front of millions of people and talk, the chances are pretty good that that voice, that internal voice, would pop up. And by the way, this is not just true for individuals. This is true for organizations as well. You know, people, because organizations are made of people, and people in organizations have fears, right? Maybe even more so than in our own business, because in our own business, maybe we feel a little bit more secure to take some risks. But, you know, for in an organization, you go, oh my gosh, you know, what if I really mess this up and I lose my position and I tank the company and, you know, people hate me? So this happens just as much in organizations as it does individually. But like I said, I mean, there's the fear of external rejection, right? There's the fear of going against the grain, and then there's this internal dialogue that we have in our heads that I think is often invisible. And when it's invisible, it's really insidious. So notice and ask yourself, what's holding me back? If I'm not putting out the kind of content that I'd like to, if I'm not having the impact that I'd like to be having, I'm not standing out the way I would like to, what's getting in the way? And the chances are, again, underneath all of these is a desire to be safe, and the idea that being quiet is the way to be safe. And in fact, there's a book by Randy Gage called Risky is the New Safe. The funny thing is that by staying silent and staying stuck, yes, in some ways you'll never be rejected, right? I mean, problem solved. But on the other hand, you're really not keeping yourself safe. You're not keeping the organization safe, because safety now is about continuous learning, continuous growth. And, you know, again, do you want to be safe, or do you want to have a big impact in the world? And once you can kind of realize that this is not going to challenge your survival, you're not going to die if you give a presentation and people don't like it, or you know, put a video out and people don't like it. You know, one last thing that I love to ask, which is this idea of, you know, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And to just ask yourself that question, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? Thanks so much. This is Doug Foresta. Thanks for listening to Stand Out Be Heard segment. Coming up, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters.
We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America. The
brain. Hey, joining us on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is Cindy Kennedy. She's a nurse practitioner. She works in the OBGYN space, and she is in the process of launching an educational Lyme disease podcast series called Living with Lyme. This is one that will offer information on all levels of those affected by Lyme disease. She's Cindy, that is, has suffered from Lyme disease herself for more than 5 years, and in fact, when undiagnosed for over 2 years, we're going to find out more about her story and about how it helped her launch her podcast, her business, and the work she now is doing to raise awareness. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So, 2 years, why do you think it took so long to get a diagnosis on Lyme disease? Is it one that's pretty hard to diagnose?
It is hard to diagnose, and the standard tests are very inaccurate. And the symptoms are not always the same. You know, you come into an emergency room with acute abdominal pain, and, you know, depending on the location, they're going to kind of know where the organ or whatever it is. If it's your lower right quadrant, they're going to think, oh, it's probably their appendix. But people present in a wide variety of ways. Some joint pain, some people acute. Other people, it's a sleep disturbance. And, you know, trying to figure that out for most people, even myself as a healthcare provider, it was very difficult.
And as a healthcare provider, rather, that gives you sort of an angle and a perspective on all of this that is beyond the layman. Like if, God forbid, someone you knew that's not a nurse came down with it, it would be a very different thing. And so this puts you in a particularly interesting position, and I understand, as we mentioned in the intro, you're going to be, among other things, launching a podcast about Lyme disease. And tell us a little bit about what your mission and vision is for this.
There is not a lot of educational information kind of all in one place. If you were to search the web, you're going to find a lot of information on a bunch of different topics put out there by different people, and you really don't know how credible they are. And you really have lots of different stories. You have a governmental story. You have individual stories. You might have a perspective from someone who is on a different board, like the Massachusetts Lyme Coalition. You really don't know what to believe. And my goal here is to take a lot of people, either with their own struggles, what they have learned, credible people, bring them all together in these segments and give people actually the impetus to be their own advocate. People don't know. They just rely on what a medical professional is telling them, and they are lost in the system. And the longer it goes on, sometimes the sicker people get, and then we're stuck with Lyme disease permanently.
How is Lyme disease contracted, typically?
It's contracted by a tick. And, you know, some people will say, well, it's only the deer tick. We tend to say, I'm not sure about that. So any tick is a bad tick. And there is talk that other vectors like mosquitoes may transmit it. But we're really looking at the tick population. And I know that you are in the south down there, southwest, right?
Well, I'm in Albuquerque, but our audience is actually coast to coast United States. So you can really address. I was going to ask the regional question. Are there certain regions where these ticks tend to be more prevalent?
Right. You're talking the Northeast. This is where we're inundated. And across the United States last year, there was over 300,000 people diagnosed with Lyme. Now, when I say diagnosed, I'm talking about that they met the CDC requirements for that testing. That leaves out people who did not produce antibodies, people who continued on their life journey without any diagnosis. And with that amount of people that are sick out there, we're really we're in an epidemic proportion, and we have a lot of people who are not knowledgeable. They're trained in medical school, but not enough to really look at this. When you read anything from people who know things about Lyme, it is a clinical diagnosis. You cannot rely on a lab test. And so when you look at a schemata of the United States, you're going to see a huge population is up here in the Northeast. And it started in Lyme, Connecticut, and that's exactly where the first cases of children with some sort of arthritic condition came to the forefront. And from that point on, it has continued to spread over the last several decades.
So it's Lyme, Connecticut. That's the reason it's called Lyme disease. Interesting.
It is.
Yeah. It is. We're visiting with Cindy Kennedy, if you're just joining us. And Cindy, is there a website people should know about?
There are several websites. I would say that you would want to stay away from things that are too governmental. You really want to go to a website that might be LymeDisease.org. You may want to look at specific references. Now, what I'd like to do is on my webpage, once we are launched, there will be a lot of references. Those that I feel that are very credible, and those that will be listed so people can actually have that.
Okay. All right, good. And actually, I was asking about your website. Of course, your company, you're launching a podcast along with the company called Living with Lyme. I got about a minute left with you, just so you know.
Certainly.
So what will the website domain be once you do launch?
It will be livingwithlyme.us.
Okay, it'll be a .us. So Living with Lyme, of course, that's L-Y-M-E .us. For information that Cindy Kennedy and her virtual team will be providing you about the ins and outs of Lyme disease. Quickly, in 30 seconds, and it's hard to do quick, I know.
Okay.
You're still working, aren't you? You're still, it has affected you. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm plugging away, and I have really gotten about 80% better in the last year.
I stopped
antibiotic treatment. I'm doing natural more things, and it's given me this impetus and the excitement to go on and do other things, such as this podcast.
Excellent. Cindy Kennedy, a expert in Lyme disease and also a registered nurse and a nurse practitioner. She's in the medical field, launching a very informational series called Living with Lyme, available on podcast and also livingwithlyme.us. Cindy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us today on Small Biz America. Have a great week in your business. We will see you next time. You can find us at my website, www.podcastandradio.com. Be well.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.